Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Choose wisely when you make that bull selection. Back on that in just a moment.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
State Question 758 will lower the cap on annual property tax increases for Oklahoma homeowners and farmers. It's not a tax cut, it's tax restraint. Local government and schools will still get more revenue every year. The opponents are the same folks who benefit most from higher taxes, the teacher unions and bureaucrats. Who do you trust? The tax eaters or the tax payers who are overwhelmingly in favor of 758? 758 is fair, sensible, and conservative. Vote yes on 758 on Tuesday.
Paid for by Representative David Dank.
The drought of 2011 and now extending into 2012 definitely has had a lot of impact on decisions that mama cow operators have had to think about here in the southern Great Plains. Cow-calf specialist Bob Weber of K-State says that there's some important things you need to be thinking about when it comes to picking your next bull. You need to be selecting those bulls based on your production goals, keeping in mind that the drought has had an impact on precious resources.
This last two-year cycle has really gotten people thinking back again about improving herd-level production efficiency and the benefits heterosis brings to our commercial cow-calf sector, particularly in terms of building cows that are more fit for our production environment and remembering that about two-thirds of the economic benefit of crossbreeding comes from having crossbred cows, one-third from having crossbred calves. Aligned with that is really getting to this idea of selecting for traits and emphasizing those traits that have economic importance in your production scenario.
Weber says that drought should figure into your bull selection process, but he says producers need to consider their marketing end goals during your bull picking process.
Exactly. So if you sell calves on the rail in a grid marketing system or grid-based, value-based marketing system, end product traits like marbling, carcass weight, yield grade are relatively more important than growth traits to weaning, for instance, then in a situation where if you do sell calves at weaning time, you should have more emphasis on those weaning kind of endpoint traits and growth performance than, relatively speaking, carcass traits. That's not to say end product is not or is unimportant in that decision. It's just not as important in that decision.
And Bob Weber says the use of breed indexes to choose a bull herd prospect is important, but he says you've got to understand that those numbers need to match up with your own herd objectives to really give you any benefit.
The key thing in those is to optimize or align, rather, the selection index with your production scenario. And so making sure that if you're selling calves at weaning time, that the selection index you use to select bulls is one that values calves at weaning time. If you're one that sells calves on the rail, then pick that one. And in almost no case, use those terminal kind of indexes to pick replacement heifer. I think when people start looking at those, the bulls that usually excel in those kind of index scenarios really are an optimum. They've blended calving ease, cow longevity, growth rate, carcass if it's necessary in that index to the right degree so that they shine the best across all of those traits. And at the end, that's what's really important to us as commercial cow-calf producers is that we find those sort of optimal genetics that fit across a range of uses that match up with our production scenario.
Mama Cow Specialist Dr. Bob Weber. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Join us noon Saturday, November 10th at the Ratcliffe Ranch's Vanita, Oklahoma for our annual fall production and customer sale, selling nearly 70 ranch-ready Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, plus 850 functional commercial Angus and Sim-Angus females featuring bred heifers, first calf fall pairs, proven 3 to 6 year old spring cows and open heifers. Visit RatcliffeRanches.com for video and catalog or call 918-244-8025. Bid online the day of the sale at dvauction.com. Genetics you can build a herd on.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.